פרק י"ח, סעיף ל"ח. חפירה ועופות יחוח ומשחק בחול. So go and make a hole, go make a pit in earth which is very soft, or to play with sand. החויפה בעופות יחוח, באופן שמיד אם נטילת העופה, נפה לעופה שבצדדים למקום הגומה. אין בזה איסה אסי אסגומה. אבל אם האופה אין לתוכוח כל כך, או שהוא לך, באופן שאין האופה שבצדדים נפה למקום הגומה, הרי זה עושה משום אסי אסגומה. What he says, to go and play, or to go and you make a hole in earth, which is very, very soft. So soft that when you make the hole, straight away the sides from the hole fall in, like you find a lot of times with sand. There's no issa to go and make such a hole in the ground, because it's not something which is standing, something which doesn't stay for a long time, doesn't stay for even a small period. Therefore, it isn't, you're not doing anything. But if it's some sort of earth or some sort of sand which is wet, and or in a way which is lumpy, there in a way that when you make a hole, it won't fall in straight away. You're not allowed to go and make a hole in this earth or in the sand. ולכן, אין נהתי לילדים משחיק בארגז חול, אלא אם כן החול הוא דק ויבש, באופן שמיד עם נטילות אין להיפל כל מהצדדים. מכל שכן שיש להזיר, להזירום, שללך בשום בעומק, שהם יגיעו לאופה, שעוד יגיעו לאופה שאין לתוכוח כל כך. A person should not let his kid, child, children to play in a sand pit, even though it is put aside for playing, unless the sand is dry in a way that when they make a hole, it falls straight away back into itself. Yeah. Then it's not considered making a hole. If it is not that status, and it is a bit wet, or it is they're digging deep in the sand, and they'll get to earth which is more sticky, more which is not so dry, and it'll be more wet, and then there will be more sand. It will stand a hole which you make. Then you're not allowed to do that. So if a kid wants to go and play in with sand, that's the only sort of sand you're allowed to play with is sand which is very soft and dry, which when you make a hole, it'll fall into it, back straight away, the sand. Even if they want to play with sand, and they want to fill it up with a clay, with the sort of clay, they want to put sand into the clay, then they're making a hole. If they make a hole, it's considered choy for guma. He's making a hole. He doesn't want to do it for the hole. He wants to do it for the sand. It's called choyfer guma bein tzach elafora. If he goes and makes a hole, but he doesn't want it for the hole, he only wants it for the earth, then it's also midrabbanan to do it. According to the Rambam Yechayv, it's also midrateria. We take that as also midrabbanan. Why? Because he's not doing it. It's called a malach shein shkalu gufa. So we shouldn't think if a kid wants to go and play with the sand in order not to make the hole, in order to put it into his bucket, it is allowed. That is not an answer, because it's still a midrabbanan to do it. But if the sand is very soft and dry, and the hole wouldn't stay in the sand, then you're allowed to do it. Ein lahati leyiladim sachik b'chol shasfas hayom. אף באופן שאין בו איסה אסיס גומה משום שהחול הוא מוקצה. וגם פעמים שיש בזה משום טלטול דלת אמס בקרמנס. וכן עוזר לטלטול חול לא עומד לבנייה. Just like this. A person wants to go to the seaside and he's got their sand. That sand there is מוקצה. Because it is not set aside to be played with. It's like avonim, it's like stones. Stones are not allowed to be moved on Shabbos because they've got no usage. Therefore, it's in mukta. The same thing as sand, which is on the beach, is mukta. When did we say before, sand you're allowed to play with? We're talking about sand which is in a gav chol, which is in a place which is put aside to play with. Therefore, it's put aside on the side, not to use it for usage. It's not like a stone. It is usable. Then you're allowed to play with it on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, if it's got no problems from making a hole. But to go on the seaside, you're not allowed to use the sand there. And sometimes you've got problems in the seaside also from being Dalet Amos. You're not allowed to move more than Dalet Amos. Caramelist, it's got different caramelists, but you're not allowed to go and move more than Dalet Amos on the seaside. Sometimes it says, the same thing is, if you've got a chol, which is size for building, you've got sand made for building. Now, sand made for building is also for usage. Therefore, you're not allowed to go and touch it because of muktzah. I mean, discuss muktzah. Before we discuss the different issa, we discuss the issa from making a hole. Then, and the footnote, he says, he's not sure what will be that loch if there was from sand, and the person who was builders left it, and they're not interested in it anymore. If it is considered now something which is not put aside for building anymore, it's put aside for playing. Therefore, maybe most of the user on Shabbos, he doesn't want to, he's not sure about it in the footnote. Fifth, if one wants to make a hole, in earth which is inside a kli. If a fierce guma, name a gamba offer shak niklas from a kak of munach bekli. To make a hole in earth is also to do it even if the earth or the sand is not in, it's not attached to the ground, it's detached from the ground already, and it's inside a kli. Still not allowed to go and make a hole inside this earth which is in the kli, because it is Aisa from Asiyas Guma. Again, Asiyas Guma on Shabbos is not allowed even if it is in a kli. And the same thing if you've got chol, you've got earth, if you've got sand inside a bucket, to make a hole inside this sand is not allowed, unless, like we said before, the sand is very, very soft and it falls in there straight away when you make the hole. But it's not that's the status. And you're not allowed to go and make a hole in this sand, because with making a hole, you're making binyan or you're making chayush. But he says in the footnote, if a person has got flour which you want to bake with, let's say on Yom Tov, you want to bake with the flour, it's not easy to make a hole in the flour, because that is not the issa from chayush, not the issa either from Boy, no.